on the frozen tundra of Tampa Bay. Who the hell writes this crap? You've got the Mosh Gelton Show. From Tampa Bay to the world.
Yeah, here we go. It's the Mosh Gelton Show. We're lit. We're popping. It is Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. Tuesday nights from 11 to midnight. It's the Mosh Gelton Show. You gotta check it out, bro. It's the Mosh, but it's not just the Mosh Gelton Show because I'm joined by my co-host,
Beatbox Bob.
Weeby gets down, Weeby gets down. And with me in Beatbox Bob tonight, we have the man, the myth, and the legend,
Schmitty.
With me, Bob, and Schmitty, we have the effervescent and distinguished
Mike E.
Fly.
And we're getting down tonight. It is Tuesday night. It is January 31st, 2023. Thank you, Spike, on the mic, for following in on us. You know what I'm saying? We love Spike on the mic. The show's great. You got to check it out right before the Mosh Gelton Show right here on Radio St. Pete. And if you guys, if you're not near St. Pete, download the Radio St. Pete app, and then you can hear all the shows. You know, I mean, imagine you go somewhere, and you're not near St. Pete, and the Mosh Gelton Show is playing. You can't hear it. Download the app. You can hear it. Radio St. Pete. Go to the App Store. We got a crazy show tonight. As always, every show we do is crazy. We got music by Roland Mizell. We're going to play a song by Roland Mizell, a staple out here in the Tampa Bay area. And we also have a song by a rapper named Hype, produced by Valiant Night Records. And that song is called Butterfly. That song is called Butterfly. And it's a really great song, so they're going to be super dope. Beatbox Bob, how are you doing, bro?
Bro, I am feeling fantastic. How are you doing, Mosh?
I'm feeling really good, bro. I'm feeling really good. How does the new equipment look, man?
Dude, the aesthetic in here is like night and day.
We got So we just got the mix cast before. So let me turn this off. All right, so before what we were doing, by the way, welcome to the Mosh Gelton Show. Before what we were doing was, we had this Fisher-Price version of a studio, and I was playing the computer sound into one of the microphones, and we couldn't really be compatible with the butt program and a lot of stuff, so we got this Mixcast 4 by Tascam, and now I have all the levels here, you know what I'm saying? I got these little knobs and knobbles, so like this one, Bob, you know what I'm saying? Oh, a little applause there.
Nice.
And I got this one right here.
Alert.
Dying alien, I think. And then I got, this is the one.
It's lit!
And of course, we got to, like, if I was say, I'm going to go to your house right now and straight up, I'm going to do like that. Dude, that's the way I do it.
Whoa.
You stupid you are.
Wow.
So I can do that now.
That's awesome.
I can bleep words.
That's fantastic.
Super stoked. So, yeah, crazy show, but before we even get into any of this crazy stuff, we got, like, you know, we're going to play Roland Mizell, and we're going to play the song by Hype. We're also going to figure out which bands have the weirdest lyrics. We're going to talk about bands with the weirdest lyrics, and you guys know we're going to play Trivia Time.
Yes.
Oh, yeah!
You guys stoked about Trivia Time
tonight? I'm so stoked!
According to a song lyric, it's going to be dope. But before, I think me, Beatbox Bob, and Schmitty, we prepared this little thing we're going to do. A one, a two.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mikey Fla. Happy birthday to you.
And anymore.
It is Mikey Fla's birthday. Just was last week. How are you feeling, man? Old man?
Yeah. I feel good. I feel good.
Yep. You knew that you would?
I knew that I would now.
How was your birthday, man? I know it was Sunday. How was it?
It was good. I've had better and I've had worse.
So it was a mediocre birthday.
Mediocre, I'd give it that.
That's very inspirational to all the listeners. Yeah. You know, I think people are going to listen to what you just said. They're going to strive for
it. It was great. It was awesome. I can't remember when I had a better birthday.
What's your safe word? Like, do you got a safe word?
I've never set one up.
Everybody needs to have a safe word. Beatbox, you got a safe word, bro?
Wow, this Italian family sure is quiet.
That's a long safe word.
Well, it's something nobody would ever say.
Oh, man, can we do that? Yeah, we can do that, right?
Because yeah, of course.
Because you know, you're Italian, so it doesn't matter. But, you know, imagine you saying that and halfway through that, something happens to you, bro. You need a shorter safe word, in my opinion, in my humble opinion. You know?
I mean, the other one is flanges.
Phalanges?
Yeah, fingers.
Yeah, I don't think people talk about the digits of a human during any type of interaction. So I think you get away with phalanges. That's actually not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Schmitty, you got a safe word, brother?
Pineapple.
Bro, I say pineapple every four words. It's like pineapple. Oh, I almost just said a curse word and didn't be, but I said pineapple. Pineapple if you want a pineapple. And then that's when I would say pineapple.
Well, that's why it's not your safe word.
We're a little enamored by all these gadgets. Like you can hear my voice and I'm talking and then all of a sudden, oh, you can't hear me. Why can't you hear me? Well, oh, you can hear me now. It's coming up. Boop, boop, boop. So, like, this board is crazy. We're super stoked about it. And, I mean.
Knobs and switches.
Knobs and switches. We are professional. New headphones. I mean, we're just, all we could think about is all the new stuff we have.
I'm stoked.
Right, guys?
I love it.
Anybody else in here? We are on Radio St. Pete, 96.7 FM Sunshine. You guys got to respond to me. I mean, sure, I want to keep it toned. I want to keep it tight, but I need responses. Schmitty, if I had to ask you, like, I want you to respond to this. Leonardo DiCaprio got an Oscar.
Wow. How many is that now?
It's just one, right, Bob?
I think it's only one.
I'd be surprised if he only had one Oscar.
No, that's like literally that was his whole big thing. A lot of people hated on, a lot of people hated on the Academy because Leonardo DiCaprio hadn't gotten any. I think he just got one.
Was it for Don't Look Up or Don't Look Up?
No, it was for the one where the bear got him.
Yeah, the Revenant. Yeah.
Leo got an Oscar for The Revenant.
Did you see that?
I have not. I've heard all about it.
Bro, dude. Think of it like this, dude, okay? You're a pioneer. There's a bear that mauls you. You're just a trapper. You're trying to live your life, and a big bear mauls you. Now you got to make your way back like 50 miles in the Canadian tundra in order to get home. That's what he did. Ridiculous.
Yeah. Would you say that that movie was more Oscar-worthy than his performance in Titanic or What's Eating Gilbert Grape?
But Wolf of Wall Street would be a more compelling argument.
No way.
Absolutely.
To Django Unchained.
Django.
That was his best.
His acting was better in The Wolf of Wall Street than Titanic, bro.
Well, I mean, okay, you got to understand, he was playing a specific trope that would be good for his normal characterism and stuff like that, but, like, truthfully, he really, really, really sold that part. I really, like, believe.
Simple answer, yes.
Like, I believed it.
So, all right. So, responses are there. All right. Listen, we got music by Roland Mizell is an artist. He's been around here for a long time. A lot of people know him. He makes he kind of reminds me of John Diddy, but like a different brand of it. It's like it's a unique type of thing.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So, this is a track by Roland Mizell, and this is called Fire. So, we're going to check it out right now. Roland Mizell, Fire, spins now. We'll give it at least 90 seconds. We'll give it more time if we love it. Oh, I guess I got to download it again. Okay. Well, there it is. It's downloaded. Play.
Play!
I mean, not bad, right? Rolling Mizell, everybody. Rolling Mizell.
Nice.
So,
nice.
I thought, I like the song a lot. I like the rawness of the song. I like, the stacked vocals. That right there, I could see how it wouldn't be a lot of people's stuff. It's my stuff. That's my kind of stuff. I actually like the passion. I like the whole thing. Of course, it didn't seem like it was produced in a studio that was indoors or anything like that. But what sure. I'm saying was, I liked the song a lot. What'd you think, BD?
Real, raw, beautiful, gorgeous, amazing, absolutely fantastic.
You liked it?
I did. I loved it a lot. It was really, really endearing. I want to put that on anytime I want to feel good, just because it's nice.
I thought it was a dope track. Schmitty, man, how'd you feel? Rolling Mizell's fire.
The instrumental behind it sounded fantastic. I agree, it did sound raw, but I use that word, and it could have been produced a little bit better for sure. Sounds good, though. It sounded like a good song. I would be interested to hear a few more from them.
It almost seems like, and I think he makes the beats, I think he's a solo act, it almost seems like, though, he meant to do it raw.
That's what it sounded like to me, and I liked it.
I liked it a lot.
Super antithesis of commercial music, and still very nice.
That's why I would want to listen to another one of their songs, you know, to see, was it made that way or not, you know? But, I mean, I liked it. I was vibing out.
Definitely, definitely dope. Mikey Flaw, how did you feel about Rolling Mizell's song called Fire?
So I assume that he's doing all the instruments?
That's what I assume as well.
Okay. Well, I kind of had the vibe of a drum circle, like on the beach, you know? So, you know, that's chill. You know, so
I am alive.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I could see myself sitting there listening to that.
I found myself swaying just so nicely. It was good.
Like, I liked it.
It was really good, man.
Super dope. Good job, Rolling Mizell. That track is called Fire, and you can find Rolling pretty much anywhere. Just look up Rolling Mizell, RolandMizell. He's a Tampa Bayian native. Great song. Great song. Great first song. Let's give it up one more time for Rolling Mizell. All right, you're listening to the Mosh Gelatin Show right here on Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, and we just played Rolling Mizell's Fire, and what we're going to do now is we're going to play a track by a rapper named Hype from the Central Florida area, and it was produced by Valiant Night Records, and this is called Sui. This is called, is it three?
Blue.
This is called Butterfly by Hype, produced by Valiant Night Records. Let's check it out. I said, let's check it out. Don't do it!
Yeah. Hype music. Valiant Night Records. About to murder this track. About to come in, boy.
Suicide with the butterfly f***ing doors. And I'm sliding through the city with the bodies on the floor. And I pull up on your main f***ing on your girl. She a fiend for the and she begging me for more.
Peace, I put you at ease. I'm a real cocaine. I'm smooth with a melody. Riding in a black city. We just won't cover. We all masked up. I'm ready to commit a felony. Goons on my side. That paper still regular. We ain't hesitating to pop. I scoot the trigger. You will see death of me. Like Satan. Read the hell of me. But we'll teach you one of us. Bodies to the ground. Don't fuck with the feather. We can see. I push the rap. Leave words in a second. Like I'm on a bike pedaling. Got a girl screaming hype. We get music breaking me. One track mind. Lost soul to the death of me. And better see. Ain't nobody beating me. I got the name locked up. So the hard way to be. Did a little time. Served it in the penitentiary. Slowed it down a little. But now I'm back to speed.
And I'm shouting through the city with the bodies on the floor. And I pull up on your main and on the girl, she just ain't for me.
Living in a world that I cannot trust. Wash up rappers, killing them a bus. Eating all the shit, all by the bus. Hit them with the venom, I'ma hit them while I hit them. I'ma come into the world with a gift that I've been given. Confined in my mind, but the sin is out again. But he'd rather be dying, cause I feel like I'm
some
ashes, I ain't gonna have it. Devil with a song, I'm living when I'm rapping. Death in the words, cold case, cold cast. Get another dead rapper, death is a habit. Freddy in your dreams, nightmare to see. Nowhere to run, cause death is what it seems. Shark in the water, cause you know I'm a beast. Put you in the grave, I'm a dog, I'm a beast. Trapped from the grave, watch you rapper retreat. Cause I'm bringing the fire, I'm bringing the heat. I'm a monster, a goblin, a killing disease. And a dread on the reef when you fucking with me. I am the one who be running the streets. I am the one who be bringing the heat. I am the one who be wearing the crown, and the crown is so heavy to the one that is weak. If money is evil, then we sell the souls. The game for a diamond, you know we gon' go. We getting the money, the read of my eulogy. Click for the rules, and nothing is new to me. Stay with my brothers, they all gonna shoot for me. Eyes on my teeth, and life is so new to me. Yeah, yeah, life is so new to me.
Suicide with the butterflies indoors, and I'm sliding through the city with the bodies on the floor, and I pull up on your mane.
Yo.
Ooh.
That was straight fire. I wanted more.
I can't be in here. Look, I'm going to put my headphones back on. That was sick, bro.
All gas, no break.
It's fire, right? It was super fire.
That is a bop.
Send that to me. Yeah, send it to me.
Send that to me right now.
I'll send it to you. What did you think about it, Schmitty?
Straight gas, the way he flowed, the whole production of the song, complete 100% all around fire song. I wanted more of it.
Something that you would rock?
Yes, absolutely.
Boy, he had them bars.
And so I'll send that to you too. Mikey Flaw, how did you feel about it?
At first, I kind of got an Easy E feel to it. You know, I mean, do you think he kind of sounded like that a little bit?
What? An Easy E feel, bro?
No, I don't mean the performance. I mean just his voice.
Oh, like Thug Life type stuff?
Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah, I mean, I can see that. Yeah,
not the overall music itself, you know. Just his voice kind of reminded me of that.
I feel like he's drawing more from like Lil Flip, and like a little bit of Twista, a little bit of Lil Flip, a little bit of Busta Rhymes, a little bit of Juvenile, a little bit of the Dirty South, with a little bit of the Northern stuff too.
A little bit of everything. Just a little that guy with the meme where he's putting a little dash.
Yeah, Salt Bae, bro, Salt Bae.
I agree with all that, and that had a mixture of a lot of my favorite rappers right there, and I love great song.
Yeah.
And you loved it.
Oh, my God. He had them bars, bro. Are you kidding me? Dude, that was ridiculous. When he spit that bar, what was it? If money is the root of all evil, then we sold our souls. Like, dude, what? That was insane.
And when he was doing that, dude, I was out the door. I had to leave. I couldn't. It's too. My ears were burning up, bro.
DJ Eddie Valiant with that beat. Oh.
Yeah, good production, for sure.
Great production.
Beat was nasty. Beat was super nasty. So let's give it up one more time for Hype and DJ Eddie Valiant. Very great. And now I wasn't picking favorites just because I'm produced and recorded. I record stuff with this guy, or not with Hype, but the guy that produced that beat and that song, I just recorded an EP in Daytona. And it's not released yet. I'm not supposed to let y'all hear this. I'm going to let y'all hear just a quick. This is the first single off of my EP. And everybody likes it. And they're like, play it on the air. And I'm like, it's not even released. And they're like, play it on the air. And I'm like, all right, I'll play a little piece. And then we got to move on. But here is a song produced by DJ Eddie Valiant. And this is by myself, Mosh Jelton. This is called Johnny. You guys ready for this?
Dude, I'm so hyped.
Stoked.
I'm a little scared. All right, here it goes. Hold on. I got it. See, now we got levels. I got to make sure it's up. All right, here we go. This is Johnny. That's not Johnny. That's Roland Mizell. This is Suicide Butterfly.
Yeah. I lose it.
So this is Johnny. Just recorded this 2 weeks ago. By Mosh Shelton. Let's go.
Timmy never said a word, he had a great big hammer. He fought the cops in Florida, they threw him in the slammer. Stevie had a snake that he would show to everybody, till it bit him in the finger, then he killed it with a shotty. Sally used to try to hide her righteous indignation, till they caught her being passive and they kicked her out the basement. Sally hated Stevie for what Stevie did to Timmy, for what Timmy did to Stevie, for what Stevie did to Johnny. Never fear, Johnny's here, taking your complaints. Another warrior gets slain, another woman faints.
That's it. That's all I can give you, man. What do you think?
Boy, that was some heat.
I know you guys heard it briefly before, but we didn't really talk much about it, and we don't have much time to talk about it. But that's the first single, and I emulated Beck's Loser and Butthole Surfer's Pepper.
Man, that was heat stroke.
Hit worthy?
Hit worthy indeed, my friend. Absolutely gorgeous.
Fire, bro. Great production once again. You know, I'm ready to hear the rest of the album.
Well, we got five more tracks coming, man. I don't know if I can play any of the other ones on here, but we'll see. Mikey Flaw, how'd you feel?
It's growing on me. I'd like to hear that in, like, one of those vans with 18 speakers.
Yeah, you know? With heavy, heavy bass.
Moving glass and everything.
Never fear, Johnny's here. It gets stuck in my head every time I hear just the hook, just the verse. You know what I'm saying? It's super wild.
Send me all of the songs that you've played today.
I know. We've been getting some good songs.
Send them all.
So if you guys want to check out any of these songs, just hit me up, Mosh Jelton, and you guys will be playing these songs every Tuesday night from 11 p.m. to midnight right here on Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete. So if you have a song that you want played on the radio and you have the radio edits, hit me up, send me an email. You got to hit me up on Facebook or Instagram at Mosh Jelton, because I'm not just going to put my email out. You know what I'm saying? I got to make a burner email, but I'm not going to go through the burner email because then I got to look through a bunch of stuff. It's going to be spam anyways. Might as well give you my real email, but I'm not going to do that because I got on. So just check me out on Facebook. Check me out on Instagram. And if you don't, I swear to God, I will house. And that's the type of guy I am. You know, I'm just like, I'm not going to do nothing less than that. I'm not a lesser man, you know? So, and we got to get, what kind of music do you think we should get that we haven't done?
I'm just so dead. We need to get some really, really, really heavy metal in here, too, from the local scene.
Yeah, where's metal? I want metal.
I want, like, hard metal, like, stuff, you know, with the...
You want some death metal?
No. Like, deathcore, even, harder than regular death metal. Like, I don't, like, Cannibal Corpse is too soft, you know? I want to hear some, like, Infant Annihilator.
That's a... Cannibal Corpse is like the mainstream version of what you're speaking about, right?
Yeah.
So it's a, you want that. And I swear I will go to your sister and.
But I also like a little bit of synthesizer in there and a little bit of bass drop.
A little bit of.
Yeah.
I get what you're saying.
No.
Sounds a little bit like System of a Down, what you're doing there.
A little bit, but way heavier and heavier and heavier.
Yo, are we partying tonight, bro?
You better believe it.
We going out to the bar?
Well, yeah, sure.
You going out to the bar?
On a Tuesday? No, I'm good.
It's a good point. That's a good point. Flaw, I guess it's down to me and you, so what are you going to be doing while I'm at the bar by myself?
I guess I'm going to go home.
You say it's like you have something, like there's a word for what you have. I think it's not moxie. You've got some...
Defeatism.
Defeatism.
That'd be the opposite of moxie, right?
Yeah.
Are you defeated?
Not today.
Pessimism?
No, I'm very optimistic.
I can defeat Mikey.
Is he upset that you didn't invite him to the bar?
Nah, he knows I'm joking. Of course I want to go to the bar with Mikey Flaw, but, you know, all right, everybody's busy. I didn't even want to go to the bar. I was just saying, what are we doing tonight? Maybe we could read some books, maybe have a cup of coffee or something like that. You guys started talking about the bar. Which bar did you think I was going to go to tonight?
You were probably going to.
Molly's.
Yeah, Molly's.
Molly's I was.
Yeah.
I was totally going to go.
I'll go with
Molly's.
You.
You go with me?
I mean, I'm poor, but yeah, I'll do it.
All right, well, we got to find someone to buy us drinks then, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Claw.
It's been a while, man.
It's pregame.
By the way, we're gonna try to get me and Mikey Flaw, I believe we just hit up Mark O from the Mark O Radio Happy Hour show on Friday night, 6 to 8 p.m. right here on Sunshine 96.7, and we're trying to get on there because we love to go on Mark's show sometimes on Friday nights. So this Friday you might hear Mosh Jelton and Mikey Flaw on the Mark O Radio Happy Hour show. You happy about that?
Yeah, I had a good time last time for sure.
I got too drunk, but that's...
well, you know what you did wrong.
I didn't eat and drink a lot. I get it.
And you mixed everything. You had three different things.
You had drinks and went on radio?
No, that was kind of... we were almost done.
It was the Marco Radio Happy Hour show. They sold it as we're supposed to be drinking. So I'm like, hey, like, I'm not going to do something I'm not, you know, I'm supposed to do it.
So. The name of the show says it all, so I get it.
Super, super dope, man. Bob, man, what's up? Beatbox Bob.
Mosh Jelton.
Is that what they call you? Beatbox Bob?
That is what they call me.
Schmitty, what do they call you?
Schmitty.
Smitty!
You can rap a little bit.
They say that, yeah.
You're the Mosh Jelton Show freestyle battle rap champion right now.
Yes, I am. All facts.
So what I'm going to do is I want Beatbox Bob to give you a beat, and then I'm going to throw you a word every couple bars, and I want to see what you can do. How good are you really? Are you ready for this?
I'm as ready as I'm going to be. Interesting. Yeah. Let's give it a shot.
Beatbox Bob, drop the beat. First word, marshmallow.
Yo. I'm hitting you hard, you're softer than a marshmallow. You don't believe me, then go ahead and just start, fellow. I'll go ahead and walk this path, this nice line. You don't believe me, go ahead, mosh, and drop lines.
Shark.
Sharks, they're all up in the water. I'll come back, and then I'll drown the whole pool around her. And then we'll keep it going, and then I'm flowing, and everybody keeps on knowing it's Schmidt. And then we're going
broadsword.
With beatbox on the beat. What was the word again?
Broadsword, broadsword.
Broadsword, I got one a little bit sharper than yours. You don't believe me, then you better just start this. Come back, hold up, where's that shark I just caught? Fish.
Pyramid.
Pyramid, and I'm building it up, not giving up. You want to bring it back, and then you just stand in there stuck. We think it's a power cycle, but we don't know. What's the next word?
Very nice. That wasn't bad. Let's give it up for Schmidt. Yeah. That was actually not bad, but you throw me some Bob, drop that beat. Schmidt, let me hear. Give me some words, bro. Right. She has that.
Tomato.
All right, first word, tomato. Here we go. Yo, the first word is what they say, though. They don't call me Tony Yayo. They just call me the dude that eats tomatoes. I lay low. I hang out with
canoe.
Chicks with a canoe. That's a hard one to rhyme with you, but everybody knows what I be spitting is true. I'm on 96.7 FM, chilling with you, and
Speaker. Everybody
knows I'm chilling with these speakers. We're running this program through Mixcast, through Spreaker, and everybody knows I'll kick somebody with my sneakers. I'm blinding like I'm a peeker.
Long clippings.
Some long clippings. I went to the bar the other day. I wasn't drinking, just your mom sipping, and everybody knows that I'm tripping. If I fall on the ground, that's a wrong slipping.
Ostrich.
With an ostrich. You know that I got this. You cannot mess with mosh, because what mosh is, hold on, that is not awful. It is sausage. Ostrich was a crazy word. That was a good word. I like that.
Fantastic.
I'm a big fan. All right. Everybody's been waiting. Are you guys ready to play trivia time?
Yeah! It's Lee!
So here's how, on the Mosh Gelton Show, here's how trivia time goes. Now, sometimes we play, here's a lyric, name the song, but sometimes we play according to a song lyric, which tonight... we're going to play according to a song lyric. Now, so here's how the game works. According to a song lyric, Beatbox Bob, I'm going to ask you a question, and the answer to the question is pertinent to a lyric in a song. So if I ask you, for example, what is Jenny's number?
8675309.
Correct answer. You would get points, and you would be loved by everyone throughout the land. So does everybody understand how this game works?
I do.
Yes.
Yep.
Is everybody ready to play according to a song lyric?
I'm ready!
Yes.
Bob's definitely ready, and that's what I like the best. All right, let's go. According to a song lyric, what, and you guys can go immediately. According to a song lyric, what is done as a pastime activity?
Eating seeds.
Eating seeds! Eating seeds as a pastime activity.
Whew. Toxicity of a city, of a city.
Beatbox Bob flies on the board. It is eating seeds.
System of a Down.
As a pastime activity, System of a Down's toxicity. That is correct. Okay. Question number two. According to a song lyric, what did Dr. Dre say?
Dr. Dre didn't
nothing,
say
you
nothing,
idiot.
You idiot. Dr. Dre's dead.
Nothing, you idiot.
Schmitty got him. Schmitty got him. It is nothing, you idiots. And I love it. That is, what is that, the real Slim Shady?
Guilty Conscience? Guilty. No.
It's either Real Slim Shady or Hi, My Name Is,
yeah.
And it's Real Slim Shady, because the first one he says, and Dr. Dre said, man, why you waste it, man? You're fake, man. You waste it. Well, since age 12. And he's like, Dr. Dre said, nothing, you idiots. Dr. Dre's dead. He's locked in my basement. Feminist women love Eminem. Chicka, chicka, chicka.
Slim Shady.
Love it. All right, Schmitty's got a point. Beatbox Bob's got a point, and we're rocking. Mikey Flaw?
Keep my chin up.
Keep your chin up. Keep your chin up. Should have let me deliver it.
Sorry.
You don't ever do that again, Mikey.
I'll keep my chin up.
According to a song lyric. According to a song lyric, what do I, and you guys can go immediately, so according, pay attention. According to a song lyric, what do I want to put in a blender?
Want to put my heart in a blender?
What type of heart?
My beating heart.
I'm going to give him points. It is tender heart, but...
Oh, tender heart. That's right. Heart in a blender. Once you spin around into a beautiful oblivion. I'm through with you.
That is... that's a band called... That's Eve 6.
Eve 6, yeah.
And that's... what's the name of that song?
Rendezvous, I thought.
It's not Rendezvous. What joke on the right?
Oh, Oblivion.
It's not Oblivion. I think the name is not in the song. We'll have to get to that. But okay, according to a song lyric,
isn't it beautiful? Isn't it beautiful, Oblivion, or something like that?
Watch, it's been around to a beautiful Oblivion rendezvous. A burn, burn like a wicker cabinet. You know, I will swallow my.
I think you're right. I don't think the title of the song is in
Inside Out.
Inside Out. Yeah. Oh wait, but it's in the songs. Swallow my pride, turn it inside out. Find nothing but faith in nothing. So absolutely, that was definitely that band.
Eve Six.
When the song name was
Inside Out.
According to a song lyric, what did she catch me red-handed doing?
Cheating. Butt naked, stealing. Banging on the bathroom floor.
She caught me butt naked.
We were both butt naked, banging on the. She caught me red-handed. Oh, cheating with the girl next door.
I'm going to give him credit.
Shaggy.
Cheating with the girl next door.
It's creeping with the girl next door.
Yeah, creeping.
But you did say the other line, too, which is attached to that. You obviously knew it. That is Shaggy. And Beatbox Bob gets another point. Oh, honey, Jamie, when she caught me red-handed, sleeping with the girl next door. Very nice song. Love it. That is Shaggy. Okay, according,
wasn't me.
According to a song lyric, what don't I believe it is?
Love.
Nope.
I don't believe it's
over.
Magic.
No, but you said it like the song says it.
I don't believe it's.
What, according to a song lyric, what don't I believe it is?
The end. I don't believe it's the end.
I don't believe it's
rock. I don't. Some would call it alt rock. I call it rock. They've rock. Been around 40 years.
I don't believe it's ever going to work.
Scarlet Starlet's what she meant to me.
I don't believe it's.
According to a song lyric.
To be?
What don't I believe it is?
I don't believe it's love.
Don't believe it's faith.
I don't believe it's real.
I don't believe it's time.
I said, you guys ran out of time, and that was Red Hot Chili Peppers. I don't believe it's faith. La 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 la. La 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 is all I ever. I want to be aware of what I am saying. I think we can get away because they play that on the radio every single day.
Of the time,
so
which is why I was okay with saying
it. They can get out of here, bro. All right. That was definitely Beatbox Bob, who has 4 points. Schmitty has one. Mikey Flaw, keep your chin up. According to a song lyric, hands on buzzers. When will I be there for you? Oh, this is a good one.
I will always be there for you?
Nope.
I'll be there for you even when...
Say that like you just said it.
I'll be there for you even when the...
These five words, I swear to you.
Nah.
The wrong verse.
I'll be there for you.
What's it from?
I'll be there for
you. No, you were, did the first way you did it was exactly...
Oh, when the rain starts to...
When pour. The rain
starts I'll be there for you. Like I've been there before, I'll be there for you. Because you're there for me too.
Very nice. That is the Friends sign. I believe the name of that band is the Rembrandts. And that is the Friends theme song. I'll be there for you when the rain starts to pour. Beatbox Bob's got 5. Schmitty's got 1. Mikey's keeping his chin up. We've only got 2 more questions left. So I'm going to raise the stakes. This next question is 2 points.
All right.
According to a song lyric, what do wise men do while strong men die?
Wise men rest?
Nope.
Say?
Wise men flee?
Wise men say?
Nope. According to a song lyric, what do wise men do while strong men die?
Wise men watch from their tower.
Alternative rock. Nope.
Oh.
Breaking Benjamin.
Wiseman.
Man, I know that one too.
What do wise men do? Wise men blank blank while strong men die. Show me how the end is all right. Show me. You know the song?
Yeah.
Great
I do.
Song.
Show me how it ends.
What's the line?
You really are.
What do wise men do while strong men die?
Wiseman rest.
Cry.
Wrong. Wise men wonder.
Wonder.
Wise men wonder while strong men die. That is Breaking Benjamin. That's called, the song is called So Cold. All right. Nobody got it. This next one is a five-pointer.
Okay. I like it.
Beatbox Bob's got five. Schmitty's got one. Mikey Flaw is not on the board yet, but I feel there's a big future ahead of him. According to a song lyric, what do I have to become to this world?
Cold.
I have to become.
It's a five-pointer. You can tie, Mikey Flop.
Comfortably numb.
Oh, that wasn't bad, but that's not it.
Animal?
Nope.
The enemy?
Nope. What have I become to this world?
I've become...
worthless.
Big song. That's
it's
the...
not so cold.
Nope, that's the chorus. It's a big song. That's the chorus. That's the middle of the chorus. It's a rock song. I believe it's 90s.
Isn't it Linkin Park?
No, I believe it's 90s. It's a little bit heavier than that. What have I become to this world?
I have become to this world.
A dark soul. I have become.
I believe the name of the band is Seven Mary Six. Three Mary Six.
Seven Mary Three.
Seven Mary Three.
Emotional. Emotion.
I've become dead to this world.
No. Mikey, you don't know this?
I've become cold to this world.
I'll know it as soon as you tell me.
I have become numb to this world.
No, it's a big song.
I'm just guessing.
If I give you a hint, if I said, I have, you should get it.
I have.
I have become... cumbersome.
Cumbersome. Oh. Cumbersome is the answer. Beatbox Bob wins trivia time.
Yeah!
For Beatbox Bob. Very nice. And Bob continues to rain brimstone and fire down on the trivia times portion of the Mosh Gelatin Show. Very well done, Beatbox Bob. He ran the table 6-1.
Thank you. Thank you.
Fla, is there a game I can make for you that you could get some of the answers?
I think it just depends on the day. You know? It's like sometimes, you know, I'm all firing and sometimes I'm not. So
you did a really good job in general trivia on our other show before. Just general trivia.
It's spotty, you know.
What day should I write them then?
Thursday.
Thursday would be better. So if I wrote it on Thursday, it's going to come through.
Yeah, because it'd be ready for Monday.
I just feel bad because have you ever won a game?
No.
Didn't he win one?
He came close.
I don't think I won.
I thought he won one.
I thought he won one, but he might have just came close.
He came close, and then I ended up sweeping it out from him, I think, like last week.
Which is probably why Mike has become cumbersome to Mike. So, Mike, why are you not close to the mic, Mike? What are you doing? Why aren't you getting... Get closer to the mic. Why aren't you... What are you doing, bro? What's wrong with you, Mike?
I'm not...
What's going on? What's going on?
I'm not doing it right.
Why are you not
so
doing
close
it?
Mike, I was
why
doing
aren't
it?
You close so enough Mike, to the mic?
So stupid. So what we're going to do is we're going to keep on trucking. We're going to go into another segment here. And this segment is... You know what? Before I get into the next segment, have you ever seen Happy on Netflix?
No.
I bring it up all the time. Has anybody went and looked at the show Happy on Netflix?
I watched a little bit of it the first time you brought it up before.
You loved it?
I like the premise behind it, yeah.
So, all right. So, I bring that up because that's my favorite show on Netflix of all time. But, I can't decide whether what I like better, either The Witcher or Squid Games. I think it's The Witcher.
I just started watching The Witcher.
Man, you know, to be honest with you, I don't even have the attention span for that.
I really don't either.
I just watch like short documentaries about stuff that's going on or whatever, or like food shows or like that Knife Masters show or whatever, stuff like that.
Yeah, I don't.
Actually, it's not The Witcher I was thinking of. The Watcher is what I was thinking of, so sorry, I haven't seen it.
Oh, that's a big show too, The Watcher.
Like, they're all really good shows. They're super awesome. They're fire. I've watched a few episodes of, like, all of the big major stuff. And, yeah, it's absolutely worth the watch, for sure. I just don't have the attention span. I got, like, something going on. I must be, like, a rodent.
I think if you're, like, in the hospital, you know?
Yeah. Like, you know, captive audience.
Right. You got nothing else to do, right?
So, right.
Yeah, you can watch, like, binge watch. Stuff.
Just backflip off of some sort of ledge if you want to binge watch on some stuff. Facts. And then, and another thing is crazy, bro. Look, real quick, because we don't got a lot of time. I was talking to a girl, and then it was on and off for a minute. And then every time, like on the interim, if a female, a different female, could be just a friend, could be my buddy's girlfriend, could be somebody I've known for 20 years, whatever it is, I get a text message or a phone call. The girl I was immediately, 2 minutes afterwards, the girl I was talking to would hit me up and be like, "What are you doing? I know there's something going on. Why?" You know, and I'm like, "You got to have some kind of spyware on my phone, bro. They got these females and these men. They be having spyware on phones, bro. I'm telling you, somebody's bugging my phone. Is that a thing or am I tripping?"
I mean, they might just have, you know, your password to your socials, in which case then, or, you know, if you have the same password on everything, which you probably likely do, it's pretty easy to figure it out if you actually live with somebody, and then you can just type it into any old thing, and you probably don't have your security settings on to where you can actually see if somebody else logs into your thing.
Usually it's automatic now. You have a two-stage verification on most.
Well, I mean, like, yeah,
Google,
but...
and, you know, so... Well, I mean, it's possible, though. It is possible.
Yeah, it's really easy, especially if it's routed to your email. She could just have your email password because it's probably the same as your Facebook password.
He said he, too, so, you know, could be either, right?
What do you mean?
No, I'm just talking about this particular situation that he specifically specified with a woman.
Yeah.
Anybody who has access to... where you are most of the time, they could bug it and they could listen to what's going on.
I didn't even know that was a thing. Like, I didn't know people did that and felt comfortable about it.
For the kids, they have a tracking app for the kids. I know that for sure.
Well, sure.
Put it on, you know, for your children. So, yeah, maybe.
Tracking app is a little different than I believe they could. You could see my screen. You know what I'm saying? Like, some weird tapping, bro. If anybody's got any kind of spyware problems or knows anything about that, tweet at me, at Mosh Jelton. Let me know about spyware and if that's even real.
You can definitely log into your computer and watch everything on another screen remote from that.
Yeah, mirroring.
Every little thing.
I know you can, but it's just weird that somebody can take my phone and put something on their phone to track my phone without my consent. I didn't even know that was a thing. Apparently that's a thing. There's weirdos out here. And
if you're asleep, then they give you consent through your phone and you don't even know it.
As long as they have all your passwords.
It seems like it could be done. It just blew my mind.
Do you have a fingerprint verification?
No.
Oh, see?
Just a little tap, tap, tappy, and little numbers. Bing, bing, bing.
Oh, yeah, right. So you got no hope?
You got no hope. All right, look, you are listening to the Mosh Jelton Show on Sunshine 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete. All right, we got one more segment because we don't got a lot of time. We're going to rock it. We're going to roll it. We're going to get on it. Is that a question? I was talking with people. That song that I played of my own, you know, led me to talk about this. Which band? I got a little list here. Which band do you think that was prominent, has the weirdest lyrics? Just off-the-wall stuff that you can't really discern what's going on. That's what we're going to be talking about here.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, for example, and we're going to pick a band, first band, and then if the second band is more weird lyrics, then that one's gonna take the cake. But the first band I got, like Nirvana.
Okay.
What does he say, bro?
There's a lot of nonsense in a lot of his stuff.
My libido, a mosquito.
Yeah. Or like underneath the bridge, that whole thing. The animals I've trapped have all become my
friends. that's I think a David Bowie. That's a cover song.
Oh, is it?
So I can't hit him for writing that. But I mean, like everything, like. Aqua Sea Foam Shame.
Yeah.
Aqua Sea Foam Shame. Nirvana, definitely the first one on the list. But does Nirvana have weirder lyrics than the Red Hot Chili Peppers?
No.
No.
Card Shark. Touchdown. Pencil. Like, what are they talking about? What are they saying, bro?
Nothing. They're saying nothing.
Words that rhyme. That's what they're saying.
Word salad. Yeah.
It is.
Like, just for example, here's a hook. Standing in line to see the show tonight, and there's a light on, heavy glow. By the way, I tried to say I'd be there, waiting for. Danny the girl is singing songs to me beneath the marquee, overload. By the way, I tried to say I'd be there, waiting for. What is he saying, bro? It's so fire, though. I don't know what he's saying, but I know it's fire, bro.
Man. The fact that you had that memorized extemporaneously is impressive.
Oh, dude, thank you. I know all the Chili Pepper songs. I love both of them. Nirvana's my favorite band. Red Hot's in my top 10. But so we all agree that Red Hot's got wilder lyrics than Nirvana.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
All right. Well, does Red Hot have wilder lyrics than the Bare Naked Ladies?
Yeah.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me, cocked your head to the side, and said I'm crazy. I'm the type of guy that laughs at a funeral.
Well, sure.
All that makes sense, right?
Yeah, it's kind of a story.
To a degree.
Yeah.
I concur.
It's conceptualized.
I concur. Red Hot Chili Peppers has more wild lyrics than the Bare Naked Ladies. But now we've got a little bit of challenge. Does the Red Hot Chili Peppers have wilder lyrics than the Bloodhound Gang?
See, because wilder can mean a lot of things.
Off the wall.
You know, just absurd for the sake of absurdity or whatever.
Yeah, what is
You and me, baby, ain't nothing but mammals.
So we'll do it like they do on the Discovery Channel.
But it all makes sense, right?
Nah. Well,
but it's wild, though, regardless if it makes sense or not. It doesn't have to be completely nonsensical.
I'm kind of looking for nonsensical, I'll be honest. I'm looking for more nonsensical. But what about, like...
Well, if you're going nonsensical, then you already started with the heaviest haymaker there is, period, so...
Yeah. I don't know. I got some cases here. But what about, Cranny dip the nether rod in the squish mitten.
Well, yeah, but those are all innuendos.
Damn it. Red Hot Chili Peppers wins. You guys are right. Yeah. All right. Now, I guess we're going to only take pretty much one song from Beck. But is the lyrics in Loser wild? No, it's not.
No, it's not. I mean, yes, it's completely random and ridiculous, but every single song by Red Hot Chili Peppers is random and ridiculous. So,
do you know Beck's Loser?
If you sung it, I would.
Things are going to change. I can feel it.
To walk out the door, I'm a loser, baby, so why don't you kill me? Plastic eyeball.
That's pretty, spray it's paint pretty
the,
out there.
Spray paint the vegetables?
Yeah. Beefcake pantyhose. Right. Kill the headlights and put it in neutral.
Stock car racing. Loser at the cruise control.
If you're looking for the band, then I would think Red Hot Chili Peppers has more consistency in that department.
Of course, Beck. And then that would be the same argument for Butthole Surfers.
Yeah.
Because they got the one song, Pepper, which was on here. And then that's the same argument for Chumbawamba.
Right.
Which is the same argument for Dexy's Midnight Runners, Come On Eileen.
Right.
Which is the same argument for Marcy's Playground.
Right.
Therefore, the band with the weirdest off-the-wall nonsensical lyrics is the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
I have one stand-in, and that would be the Beatles with I Am the Walrus.
But once again, that's not consistency, right? That's just one song that you can point out.
Fair.
That song did come up when I was Googling wild lyrics. Mm-hmm. That song came up a lot, and there was a couple Rolling Stone songs that came up a lot. But yeah, that song, I don't know that song, but it did come up a lot on the wildest.
Yeah, I don't like the Beatles, but I Am the Walrus is like literally they have actual like college studies and stuff on just completely preposterous lyrics, and that's like an actual thing. Like they have a whole study course on I Am the Walrus at Berkeley's music production classes.
I am not your that's Audio Slave. Close, you know.
Great song.
You like the old Audio Slave?
I did. I like their little guitar riffs.
Mikey Flaw, who's your favorite band ever of your whole lifetime?
Van Halen has to be up there. But I say Metallica and what would be another? Def Leppard. That would be my top three.
Those aren't bad. With the Van Halen, what's the one Van Halen song that's like Blowing in the Wind or something?
Blowing in the Wind?
What's the big popular softer Van Halen song?
Dreams?
Yeah. Yeah, Dreams.
From Sammy Hagar, that's when
how does it
after
go?
Dave left.
I don't think we can play it. We can't play it. I know that we can't play it, but... Oh, there was one song.
It's all keyboard.
Yeah.
The whole song is.
Just like Eruption, which is like a guitar solo. That's a really good one.
That was back, you know...
Yeah, before Hagar.
Yeah.
Well, we got about 6 minutes, so let's see how good you guys are.
This is a well-known, famous celebrity right here on the Mosh Gelton Show. This is the Musician Edition, Dead or Alive. You've got to ask me yes or no questions, and I will give you the answer, and you got to figure out
who the well-known famous celebrity is. This is the musician edition. So yes or no questions, find out who the well-known famous celebrity is, and you will get it right. This is the Mosh Shelton Show, and you are playing a well-known famous celebrity. Now, how it works is, you guys are going to ask me yes or no questions. I'm going to let you know whether this is a male or a female or neither, and you guys are going to ask me yes or no questions, and you guys need to figure out who these well-known famous celebrity musician edition dead or alive celebrities are. Does everybody understand how to play?
I'm ready.
Yep. Yes.
All right. The first well-known famous celebrity is a man.
Is he a solo act?
He's billed as a solo act.
Is he alive?
Yes.
Is he in pop?
Yes.
Is he recent?
He's still doing stuff, yeah.
Was he also an actor?
He may have done stuff, but he's not known for that.
Is it Justin Timberlake?
It is not Justin Timberlake.
Bruno Mars.
It is Bruno Mars! It is Bruno Mars! They are that good here on the Mosh Shelton Show when it comes to well-known famous celebrity. I don't know how he did that fast.
I was thinking Justin, then he said he may have acted, which immediately took him off the table.
There's only one of two in that situation.
Well, not necessarily.
Well, come on.
Jamie Foxx. You can go a lot of different places.
I guess.
Those were direct, great questions to get that one down. Okay, they got the first one, but can they get the second one? According to a song lyric, this well-known famous celebrity is a man.
Alive or dead? Are they alive?
Alive or dead? They are alive from what I understand, yeah.
Solo act?
He's billed as a solo act, yeah. He's definitely should be.
Is he still performing?
Probably, I believe so.
Pop music?
You could say some of it's pop.
R&B?
No, I'll give it to you. It's hip-hop, pop, rap-ish.
Hip-hop, pop, rap-ish.
Was he around in the 90s?
No.
Is he from America?
Yeah, I believe so.
Is he white?
Yes, sir.
MJ, Machine Gun Kelly?
It's not MGK.
Pop, white.
Actor?
Probably more hip hop and rap than pop, but it seems I can name two pop songs that he's done. He's probably done some things, but he's not known for acting. He's
Eminem?
No.
He's a white guy, you said? He does hip hop.
Still white.
Does hip hop. Vanilla Ice?
Nope.
Oh, that was 90s. You said no on that. Was he is he out currently? He's still doing stuff?
Yeah, there hasn't been, from what I have noticed, there hasn't been big hits from him in a few years, but.
So there was big hit.
The precipice of his career was 10 years ago?
Probably right around there, maybe a little bit before that. Wasn't many hits either.
Hip-hop, pop, rap.
Hip-hop, pop, rap. Pitbull?
White guy.
Nope. Yep.
He's a solo act.
Is he older?
Does he go by...
And who?
Does he go by his original name?
I think it's his name. Might be his last name.
35 to 45.
I would guess toward the end of that.
He says it's his last name, so he's known as one name.
Hammer.
Not Hammer.
No, oh, yeah. One name. It's not Tom guy. McDonald?
Nope.
It's a white guy.
Probably really close to him. They look alike. Probably get mistaken for each other.
A one name.
Stitches?
No.
Oh, man. Probably get mistaken for each other? What is that?
No, you guys didn't get it in time. That was Macklemore.
Oh!
Did you ask if he was alive or dead?
I did.
And he's alive.
I'm going to pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket.
Ooh, fire song. Running.
Yeah, so that was Macklemore. But I believe you guys can redeem yourself. I hope Schmitty knows the name of this guy. This is a little bit more of an obscure, not too obscure. Bob will be able to pin this down. We got 2 minutes, tops. This well-known famous celebrity, musician edition, dead or alive, is a living male.
Hip-hop?
Nope.
Is he a white guy?
Yes.
Solo act?
No.
Rock?
Yes.
Lead singer?
No.
Not the lead singer.
Bass? Gene Simmons?
Everything. He plays everything on the guitar.
He plays
all instruments?
Slash.
I mean, he's bass. I think he plays bass and
Well, I was going with Gene Simmons on that one because he was strictly a bass player.
No, he's not strictly a bass player.
And he is alive today.
Correct.
Was Les Claypool?
Nope.
Flea?
Was he in Nirvana?
What? Nope.
Trent Reznor.
Not Trent Reznor, but I like the guess.
Classic rock?
No, not classic
rock. Airband rock?
Nope.
Like newer rock?
I don't know what you mean by newer.
Like from 2000 and up?
Yeah. Not so far up after that, but yeah.
Did we determine if he's white?
We did. He is.
Okay.
Is he in Korn?
He was not in Korn. Figure out what
were
that
there big hits in the early 2000s?
The hits, I guess, were niche, more of a niche, but I believe that was about the time, yeah.
He's not in Primus.
No.
Is he in Blink 182?
No, not even close.
Tool?
Nope.
Weird Al Yankovic.
You're going to have to know his name. I wouldn't give you guys the bassist of Weird Al Yankovic. Well, but that was actually another good guess. No, it's not Weird Al Yankovic. That's closer, but it's not Weird Al Yankovic.
Is it Phil Collins?
No.
Man, he plays that.
Weird Al Yankovic Moby. Was the closest answer. Not Moby.
Weird Al Yankovic was the closest answer?
So far.
I got nothing now. I don't even know.
Ask about the rock. We got about.
He does rock music, alternative rock.
Super alternative rock, yeah.
Super alternative rock, bass player.
It's not Les Claypool.
Is he a front man?
No.
Not a front man.
Only two people in the band.
Oh, it's Jack White.
No, it was a good guess. No, because that's the front man. He's not the front man. He's the other guy.
Oh, Kyle Gass?
It is Kyle Gass! It is Kyle Gass! That was a great job by Beatbox Bob. It is Kyle Gass of
Tenacious D.
Tenacious D with Jack Black. Very nice. That was well-known, famous celebrity musician edition, Dead or Alive. You're going to ask me yes or no questions, and I will answer those questions to the best of my ability, and you have to figure out who the well-known famous celebrity is. This is the Mosh Delton Show. We are on Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete tonight, and you just tuned in to the greatest game that has ever been made in the land. This is well-known, famous celebrity. Very good job, guys. I'm so glad everybody listened. Thank you guys tonight. It was a great show. It's going to be even crazier. Can't wait to get this stuff up. We'll see you guys next week from 11 p.m. to midnight every Tuesday night right here on Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete. And it's going to be lit. It's lit.
It's lit.
It's lit. Now, what I would like to do is, if I can pull up, I got about 20 seconds. I need to pull up my outro music, but we got all new stuff. So, I forget to do stuff, and I don't. Thanks for listening. We love you guys, and give your mom my number. I'm a big fan.
From the frozen tundra of Tampa Bay, who the hell writes this crap? You've got the Mosh Gelton Show. From Tampa Bay to the world.